opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
Rightly Dividing the Word of Truth Broadcast Ministries here on WWDB A 60 AM. Happy Wednesday, everybody. I am Nicole Valier, your show host for today. And today is Wow, Women of Worth. We are here in the studio. I have my co-host, Ann Valier.
Hello, everybody.
Yes. And then we have Sister Shirley Show Up, Girl Show Up Woo! Evans in the house. And I have a special treat. I have the producer of our song in the studio today, Mrs. Tangie Foreman.
Hello.
Hello. So today is, as Miss Shirley would say, girl show up. We have all the girls in the studio today, and we're excited about what we're going to be talking about. This month is a month of love, and we dedicate this day to love, not just romantic love, but God's love. So we're going to talk today about what love is to us individually, and we'll compare it to, you know, God's love for us. So, you know, today we will, I guess, just open up and see how God loved us, how we reciprocate that same love back to one another. And you know, as I was reading the word last night, and I was looking at the commandments, and in his commandments, what I came to realize was two commandments that he says supersedes really all his commandments. And the one which stood out to me the most was love the Lord your God with all thy heart, thy mind, and understanding. That was a commandment God made.
Yes.
He didn't tell us if we wanted to. He commanded us to love him in spite of with our mind, with our understanding, and with our heart. And if we love him with all of those three parts, our mind, our heart, and with understanding, he's saying all the other commandments will come automatically. It'll be easy for us to fulfill. It will be easy for us to fill. So, and the second one was love your neighbor as yourself. Mm-hmm. So the first was love him with thy heart, thy mind, and understanding. And the second commandment was love your neighbor as yourself. And this means that when you say command, a commandment is something that he know that we can do. we can do. He's not going to give us something or command us of something that we cannot do. So he didn't tell us, you know, to be a different race with, you know, different color eyes, something that we don't have a choice. He commanded us something that we have the power to do. So love is. So I'll open it up, you know, with Miss Shirley, Shirley Evans, Girl Show Up. Miss Evans, that. You could tell us what Girl Show Up means real quick.
Girl Show Up was birthed out of a need to help women in my age group or circle understand that just because you have turned 50 or 60 or 70 or 80, that life is not over. As long as you can get up and use your mind, I believe that God put purpose in us.
Amen.
And yes, just because you have grown to be a mature woman, it doesn't mean that you can't fulfill those dreams that you always wanted to fulfill. Right. Sometimes as women, I know as myself, I have four biological children and probably 1,000 spiritual and social children. Mm-hmm. But I dedicated my life to my children, and this is my time, and this girl is showing up.
Hello.
Girl is showing up. And so I'm still dreaming, even at my age. And that's what Girl Show Up is about. We did a big event out in the park last August, and I was super amazed to see the women there from the age of 30 to 80-something. We showed up in numbers. We showed up strong. Mm-hmm. And we're letting women know that as long as you can get up and you can think and move, show up, girl. Yes. Girl, show up. Yes. And that's what the movement is all about.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. And, you know, that's amazing because this coming Sunday, we actually having our first event, Women of Worth. And it's a twofold event where it's a... is an empowerment for women, you know, a spiritual empowerment for women who, you know, if you feeling down on yourself, if you confused, if you feel isolated, you feel lonely, you don't have no one to talk to, we invite you out. We will be having, being ministered in song and dance, food, fun and fellowship, as I call it, food, fun and fellowship. So you could come. Well, we always say come looking your best or looking your worst. But Sunday, we want you to come looking your best.
Yes.
Come looking your best. It's an all red or black affair. And everything is free. We just want to be able to love up on you ladies on Sunday for a couple hours and share some nuggets. It'll be women there, some panelists of women sharing some of their experiences, some of their expertise. There will be vendors there. And yeah, if you know, a lot of questions you have, even if you're an entrepreneur and you're trying to start a business or you already had one and you just need some more resources, it'll be it's going to be a beautiful day of networking. So you all are invited. If you are interested, please inbox us on Truth Ministries MV.com or Martin Valley Facebook page or Truth Ministries Instagram. Okay, so our next lady, Sister Tangy.
Hello.
What is love to you?
Love to me is passion. You know, passion for something or someone, you know, yourself, you know. And I noticed that a lot of women lack the love of themselves, you know, after they've given so much of them to everyone else and everything,
right?
You know, so say example, you know, I'm a mother. I'm 45.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a mother of four children. Love them all. Love all my children and equally. Mm-hmm. And I have one child that has a disability, and he has a it's a pretty massive condition that he has. It's called spinal muscular atrophy type 2. So it's a neuromuscular disease, kind of like Lou Gehrig's disease or muscular dystrophy.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the same family. And it's a progressive disease. And I never questioned God about, you know, why, you know, or if I can, do this and how, you know, can I handle this? You know, but I believe that his love, the right. love that that God has shown me throughout my life, mm-hmm. Gave me the strength to make sure that I'm doing everything that I have to do for my son, mm-hmm. you know, and for anybody else, if I wasn't in this predicament, I mm-hmm. would probably ask him, how can that person do that? How, you know, how hard is it? You know, how do they feel inside? And, you know, but for me, it's been a struggle. Like I was just off the phone with the doctors this morning and, mm-hmm. and I'm in Atlanta and my son's calling me from the surgery he had last week. And like, mom, you know, and he's 12. And he's like, mom, my back is still hurting, you know, real bad, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to stay calm. And I know he's with dad. So I'm trying to make sure those, you know, responsibilities are kind of allocated mm-hmm. on that end as well. But I'm like on the phone this morning, like calling the doctors, like, you know, hey, what can we do? You know, I'm already in Atlanta and might have to go back early. But just from him showing me, like my son, he's like, mom, I love you, thank you so much, you know. I'm like, oh, you don't have to thank me, you know, for caring, he said, for caring so much about him and being there for him and making sure, you know, me and his father, both of us, because we're going through it together with him. And just the strength that I've gained from God alone, because mm-hmm. I would not have been able to do this at all without him, you know. And he guides me through every moment that I have with my son, you know. And then also showing that same passion for my other children as well, because mm-hmm. they're in it too. Just showing up for them as well, you know, and getting them involved. And that's been a big part of my life now. So when we, as women, we think that our life is going to go a certain way, mm-hmm. and we have everything mm-hmm. planned, don't we? We have everything yeah, planned true. From when yeah. we're young, and then we plan for other stuff. And then now you know, my life has changed dramatically in a way where I wouldn't have never thought that it would, you know, go.
Yes.
And it's like we have to go the way God told us to, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And if he say, hey, I wow. want you to do this, you right. know, I want you to take care of this boy. Because I've had parents who have called me, because his doctor, my son was the first child that his doctor ever had with the condition, mm-hmm. okay? So when they started getting other patients in with that same condition, mm-hmm. They were calling me to talk to the parents. Mm-hmm. And I was put in a position where, you know, let me talk to this parent in the hospital mm-hmm. and with the child. And they're telling her, just let your child go. Just let him go, because it's a fatal condition mm-hmm. and you don't want to live like this with your child. You don't want your child to have to go through this and go through that. And I had to explain to these parents that's your child, that's yeah. love. Right. You have to make mm-hmm. that decision. And I told, I said, hey, my whole house looked like a hospital. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I have everything that the hospital has, just about ventilators, mm-hmm. all the machines in my house, mm-hmm. you know. My thank God my son, he's thriving, he talks. He's very mm-hmm. active. It's just a physical right now, and internal and physical. But, you know, I had to tell that parent, that's your child. Right. You know, you do whatever that God, whatever you feel in your heart and God is leading you to do, that's what you need to do to take care of your child. Mm-hmm. You know, so I had to be put in those kind of positions where, you know, and it was hard, you know, but just the love that, like I said, that God has shown me.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you, did it not make you question in the beginning, like, your love, God's love for you, due to, you know, maybe even, you know, you had a past experience mm-hmm. and when this happened, you know, sometimes the validity of the condition due to the outcome, such as man say, mm-hmm. is fatal. Mm-hmm. You know, it's hard to look at it at that time as God's love, what he's shown for me, because the heaviness, the weight of it, those are the things sometimes that we question as, you know, just being human. When these weights is tribulations and trials is put on us, we don't sometimes understand why. So have over these years that God have granted you, Morgan, these years, have have you grown to understand what love is? So, you know, to the audience, we learning that love is not just a romantic relationship that we have to have that, you know, that sacrificial love, you know, and that's something I know in intimate relationships sometimes we struggle with, because we often love people how they love us. It's conditional love, yeah. You know, and sometimes the reward is not greater than the sacrifice. Mm-hmm. So we struggle with that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, as you being an advocate now for your for this organization, this SMA organization, mm-hmm. What is it when we talk about love that you could see within what God bless you with who Morgan is outside of the physical element? Mm-hmm. What do you see in him that makes you promote who he is, what God did, and not on a negative mm-hmm. aspect? You see what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. Because we, you know, us as humans, we got this stereotypical way of how we think life should be. Right. And when God alters it, sometimes we get angry. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we don't see the love. We don't, you know, it seemed like a burden. It seemed like, and you may still have all of those emotions at times mm-hmm. because it's real. Yeah. It's real.
Yes, yes. I do sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's his determination. It's me looking at him and him looking at me saying, you know, Mom, you know, thank you. Thank you for turning me last night, you know. Because mm-hmm. I have to flip him like 3-4 times a night. Mm-hmm. And just really his determination. I see how he's thriving. I see how happy he is. You know, mm-hmm. I see how, you know, he's asking to do different things that his siblings can do as well, but modifying it for him, you know. It's mainly the determination that he has and, you know, the fact that he's like, you know, Mom, like right now he's in a little pain, but, you know, he's like, you know, and other than today, I mean, this past week, really, you know, he's a real joyful kid. Mm-hmm. Very thankful and grateful. And I know he has type 2. Type 1 is a little bit more, it's more severe. You know, a lot of kids, they don't make it past 2 years old. Mm. And I remember we went to an SMA conference and we were in Minnesota. And we were in a pool. And it was another kid that had type 1. And he started talking to the sister. And he just listened, you know, just listening to how the sister was talking to the other child that's a type 1 in the pool and, you know, guiding them through because that child couldn't talk. And he came back to me because we have this little thing around his neck while he in the pool, swim, you know, moving mm-hmm. around a little bit. And he came to me, he said, Mom, you know what? He said, I'm so blessed. He was like, you know, I can talk.
Yeah. Thank God.
He said, I can talk, Mom. He said, you know, that other kid can't even talk. Mm-hmm. He can't even move. He said, you know, and I think that right there alone, too, made him look at life differently, too. Mm-hmm. You know, when he started to feel getting a certain way where he's like, he started getting a little depressed, you know. And he was like 8 years old when he started to get a little depressed mm-hmm. sometimes and, you know, start talking about things he couldn't do and, he kind of quickly got out of that, but I think that helped him through a lot too, seeing the different opportunities that he has, yes. You know, in life, you know. Mm-hmm. Although he has a physical condition and internal, you know, medical condition. So he's thriving, you know, and I think he's using that, you know, using the fact that he knows that it could be worse. That's, you know, that's what he said to me, too. Mm-hmm. And he's thriving. Yeah. He's making the best out of everything.
Right. And, you know, for me, and then we'll pass it on to Ms. Shirley. It shows me how our spirit and our body is two separate entities. Mm-hmm. And the flesh is just a shell. Mm-hmm. The body is just a shell, because when you look at someone such as Morgan, you would never know anything wrong with him if you talk to him mm-hmm. over the phone, if you didn't see him. Mm-hmm. He's a brightest kid. He's probably smarter than all of us in the room. Mm-hmm. And his intellectual skills to be his age it supersedes. So yeah. God didn't take nothing, none of that away. It's just the shell doesn't work. Mm-hmm. So when I, as I'm watching him grow, and I'm like, wow, it grew a closer love to God with me, because I'm like, who are we to say what we think our child should be like? Mm-hmm. But God still, like, if we together and we slip up and say a bad word or something, mm-hmm. he checks us. He'd be like, y'all can't find another word to say, yeah. or something. Like, okay. he oh, is yeah. like very like, I mean, oh, yeah. he's a little pastor. So he's like a father, a disciplinarian, and yes, he pays attention to everything. So yeah. it's just the memories, like I was telling her, I said, listen, the crazy part, God forbid, if he take him home, this boy lived a full life. How old is he, T?
12.
12 years old. A full life. He's a honorary, he got an honorary police officer
for Covington Police Department in Atlanta. He's a famous president. We had dinner. We were
with the president. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He did a lot more than probably us.
No, at 12 he did. Years old. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I had the opportunity to partake it.
And so look how God does stuff outside of the norm to even elevate you, because. Yeah. I mean, he's an ambassador for the wheelchair company, Quantum.
Yep.
So a lot of other families struggle to get motorized wheelchair, he gets a new one every couple years.
Yeah.
I mean, his life been used as a blessing, So when we think about love, I'm like, wow, God still show how much he loved us, even through this so-called tragedy, we would look at as a tragedy, or I don't know what we would call
or
it.
Or a burden.
A burden.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Love but is always not, still there.
Yes, it is.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? So, Miss Shirley, when you think about love, what is some of the experience that...
Wow.
Or what would you say love is to you?
Love... Passionate love is Eros love.
Mm-hmm.
That's a passionate love. Like when I'm passionately involved with somebody, like that's a romantic love.
Right.
And to her point, I would see her love as agape love.
Agape.
Mm-hmm. It's unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
Strong is a love that comes from a parent to a child.
Mm-hmm.
So I see a store in that space for her too.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm a person that even though the passionate love
mm-hmm.
is for when you're in a romantic relationship,
mm-hmm.
I love passionately even when it's not in a romantic way.
Right, right.
Because everything that I do from the core mm-hmm. of who I am.
Come on.
Yeah. And everything I do from that space called love.
Right.
Because when we realize who God is,
mm-hmm.
one of his most important characteristics, attributes, is love.
Right.
And so when we look at the scripture says that, I believe it's 1 Corinthians 13, the love mm-hmm. chapter.
Okay.
Says that love is kind.
Mm-hmm.
And so even though I've had a lot of romantic lovers in right. my life,
right.
even when I'm not in a romantic, loving, passionate, hot-heated, loving affair, I love my grandchildren with a passion, mm-hmm. an Eros love.
Mm-hmm.
I love the men that I once was married to that we call our ex-husbands
mm-hmm.
with a passionate love, because they're the father of my children.
Mm.
The women that I allow
mm.
in my life, I choose who I want to be in my circle. I love them with that same mm-hmm. passionate love.
Mm-hmm.
And I love people with the unconditional love, in that in life we get hurt, we get disappointed,
right.
we get let down.
Right.
And then you, to your point,
mm.
We love people based on a condition.
Right.
I'll love you as long as you doing the things or saying the things that I need you to say.
Right, right.
I'll love you as long as you are catering to me. But real love has no limits.
Yeah.
And real love give when it can't give anymore.
Yeah.
Real love finds somewhere.
Right.
To love back. And so that's what love is to me.
Yeah.
I love real hard. Mm-hmm. Real hard.
Yeah.
Real hard. I give of myself. Mm-hmm. I have 4 adult children. I think you said you have 4 children too, and my children are adults. But if one of my kids or my children call me and they need something, it doesn't matter to me that they are adults. They're self-sufficient people. If I have it, that's the kind of love I have. If you called me and said, you know, I need to stop past your house. I'm traveling through and I need to use the bathroom. It's the bathroom. It's a house. Come.
Right.
That's love.
Right.
I heard her say, you know, she's dealing with this. And now look how God has... Because of her love, unconditional love for her son, her agape love for her son, look how God is opening up doors for her and making an opportunity. And this goes back to what we was talking about girls show up. Mm-hmm. We don't know what God is going to call us to. Mm-hmm. We have to show up in that space and in that place. You played a theme song that she wrote for your program, I'm assuming, because it said, Martin, Minister Martin. Mm-hmm. She showed up.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was invited here. I showed up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so we have to show up in those spaces, in those places. I've had a lot of hurt in my life from my male counterparts, from the men that I gave all of myself to.
Wow.
But in spite of that, I have to denounce the pain. I have to denounce the hurt and love them anyway.
Yeah.
I have to love them with the agape love.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And when we if we go back to talk about Sister Shirley, the hurt, where say in the word it says that love doesn't hurt. Right? We know love do hurt, right? Love do hurt. So I wonder what God really meant when he said, love doesn't hurt. How can we break that down? Love doesn't hurt. Because when you really love, it hurts, because people have that, especially when they got that intimate space in your heart. And I think it's the expectation.
That's what I was
saying. It's the expectation that love doesn't hurt, because what I've learned is that we expect that, like you said, you love hard. I love hard too. So if I love hard and I sacrifice for you, I expect you to sacrifice the same for me, because I got conditions on you. I think that you might be in a space, mental, emotional, that I'm in, not looking at that everybody come from different walks of life. They love was shown differently, even being raised. And not only that, the dysfunctions that we carry, the traumas that we carry. So those the things that really hurt us. When I try to find out what God meant when he said love don't hurt, because I guess it goes back to that commandment that he said is so important to him. Love me, love the Lord your God with all thy heart, thy mind, and understanding. So when we understand him, like, he don't want us to look at him as like he's a police officer. When we do wrong, then he's going to lock us up, or we're going to get in trouble because we did wrong to him. He wants us to love him so much that we don't do wrong, right? So I remember my husband be like, you know, he would say, I don't cheat or I don't mess around because I love you. Mm-hmm. It's because I love God. So at first, you know, as an emotional, you'll be looking like, oh, wait a minute. You want them to love you that much that they don't cheat on you. But I'm like, it's safer with you loving God more than you love me, because then that's the boundary that's going to stop any person from doing wrong, whether it's fornication, adultery, stealing, killing. If you love God, and that's what I get from that commandment, you're not going to want to do wrong.
Right.
You're not going to want to do wrong. So then all those other commandments, And you don't got to worry about it because I'm lined up with God. That I'm not going to trespass against him. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. I'm a, even when I don't understand why things happen the way it happened, AKA, you know, Tangy, her situation, I'm going to trust him that he know my end. Mm-hmm. He know what he has in store for me. So he still want to see how committed I am to trusting him and to the thing that he put on my life. And then, you know, I tell her all the time, I said, you know, you got to use your story for his glory, because he's going to look at how loyal and faithful you are to him and the task that he put on you. And in the end, God going to bless you.
Yeah.
He's going to bless you exceedingly and abundantly, just being faithful to him. So that love don't hurt.
Love hurts because we are human beings and we interact and we engage with one another, and to your point, we come out of environments. And I believe that every family is dysfunctional at some level.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so when we come out of our environments, we bring baggage with us. But one of the things that I have learned in my life from the relationships that I have loved in an Eros way, in the passionate way, is that we come to the relationships with expectations.
Yes.
I'm expecting you to be like my father. Mm-hmm. I'm expecting you to be like my grandfather. Mm-hmm. I'm expecting you to cook like my mother did. Well, I'm not your mother.
Right.
And then we don't sit down and explain and have dialogue and talk to each other about what is it that you need? What is it that you expect from me? And when those needs and those expectations don't get met, we're hurt.
Right. Right. After this break, we'll be back. And on that note, we learn to love different. Once you know who Jesus is, you're going to learn to love different.
That's my past. See, my past has now passed away. Now I'm here.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Women of Worth here on WWDB 860 AM. Today we talking about love is and what love is on these lady in the studio perspective, some of our experience that we experience, some of the questions that we have, such as, you know, when God say love doesn't hurt. And if any of you out there is listening and you would like to call into the studio at 888-329-3306, we dedicate, you know, this last show of the month to love, since it is February and it's Heart Month and it's Black History Month. You know, a lot of us women, we are the caterpillars for our families, for our children. We carry a lot of weight. We hold a lot in. And it's another thing when it comes to a healthy heart. Sometimes you need the circle of women around you that when you're weak, you know, they can be your strength. When you're confused, they can be your path. Even though we know through God, all things are possible if you go take a lot of this in prayer, but sometimes you need just people in the natural that you could vent to, that can you could talk to, and that some of their experiences and they could tell you how they got through can aid you in whatever you're going through. So I find that it's important. So that's why on this Sunday we are having our first women empowerment event, where we just want to take this time to get to know a lot of women in the city. Unfortunately, we can't do it as big as we wanted to due to COVID, but for those that, you know, RSVP'd or interested, we want to, you know, invite you out for some brunch and some good conversation, food and fellowship. So again, you could contact Truth Ministries 46 Martin Valley on Facebook, and you know, come fellowship with us, and that's this Sunday at 2 p.m. So, Miss Shirley, you were saying that, you know, before we went on break, that the love expectation that we basically love becomes hard due to us expecting certain things.
Yes,
from
we have expectations, and a lot of times they're unrealistic. We're expecting things of people. And sometimes we expect things not only as it relate to male and female. It could be children with parents, parents with children, co-workers with co-workers, daughters, neighbors, sisters and siblings. And we expect people to be who we need them to be. And I think it's really important to be able to communicate and talk.
Right.
I'm in a space and a place where I'm kind of pulling away from people and really doing some self-healing and working on myself and really falling in love with me.
Wow.
Because I want to fall in love with me so that I can love others with the pure love. Because if I'm not in love with me and I haven't taken care of me and I haven't healed the hurt and the shame and the past in me, I carry that stuff into my relationships.
Right. Yeah. And look, we talking about that at how old? If you care
Yeah, honey, I'm glad to say.
You know,
this girl is, right here, honey, will be 65 years old in May, and I'm loving it.
Yeah.
65.
That's
65.
What's up.
Yeah.
That's
but
what's
up. Here's the one thing that I would like to say. My daughter and I talk about this a lot, and she said, Mom, you know, you've had a lot of pain in your life. And the pain that I've experienced from the men in my life, but I keep getting up.
Hello.
And I keep loving. And I keep giving.
Yes.
And I keep showing up. Mm. And at 65, I'm finally learning that the love that I need is not on the outside of me. Mm-hmm. What
it
I really need is always right here.
Shirley.
And so the amazing thing about it is the men, not man, one, like I'm going to keep it 100 with you.
Come on.
I'm 65 in May, but there are several men with the S, plural, Okay. Okay. That's trying to run up on a sister. And this is what I'm saying to all of them.
Yes.
Listen, this is my time, my space.
Right, right.
I need to get healed.
Right.
I need to get whole. Right now, if I really get with you, even with my mate, my mm-hmm. significant other, mm-hmm. I just said to him yesterday, do you see me?
Right.
I'm taking care of me.
Right, right.
And right now, I can't love you the way you need to be loved. Mm-hmm. Because right now, I'm learning to love the little girl that lived in me.
Listen.
That was wounded, listen. That was hurt, that was bruised. And you showed up in my life, and you beat me down and tried to abuse me.
Wow.
And so now I'm standing up and saying, this girl right here is showing up. I'm showing up for me.
Listen, and that tells you you ain't never too late to live your dreams. Because when I watch this lady right here mm-hmm. on Facebook every day, inspiring other women, you know, and sometimes when we going through stuff ourselves, you know, when you dealing with the world could judge and be like, oh, well, she ain't where she thinks she's supposed to, you know, all of the naysayers. But sometimes we use that same time to strengthen us.
Yes.
So it ain't always for the people, as what you just said. Yes. It's for you.
Yes.
And at 65, it's still not too late to mm-hmm. to show up, to live your dreams that, like you said, you pour so much into your children, into husbands. How can you give if your cup is empty?
Yes.
You can't.
Yes.
So sometimes, I mean, I find that to be a beautiful thing, because while you on this side of heaven, you still get to make all your wrongs right. That you could wake up and feel at peace with yourself.
Yes.
You know? Because this them shoulda, coulda, wouldas that, mm-hmm. for me, killed me. I don't want to be left with no I shoulda or I coulda. You know what I mean? So once I know I exhausted all possibility, I gave everything. And life is about waking up every day and learning from our wrongs.
Yes.
We wasn't put here to be perfect, but as long as we can learn from everything that we've been through, then I think that's the whole journey of life.
Yeah.
And then give it to someone else.
Yeah.
You know, give it to someone else. Each one teach one.
Yes.
So, you know, empowerment, this women empowerment is big, because a lot of us are beat down. What they say, disgusted and busted and disgusted mm-hmm, through different mm-hmm. reasons in life. You know, different reasons. And we wearing fake smiles.
Yes.
All of us not happy all the time. We wish we had one thing, or we wish we had a man, and then we have a man. We don't even got what we need to have to give him what we need mm-hmm. to receive from him because of these expectations. So for me, I believe a lot of it is the teaching. We don't know. A lot of these things we don't know because hurt people kind of hurt people, meaning that we were taught certain things from our mothers, from our grandmothers, and they dealt with their hurt the way they dealt with it, and then they pass it on to us. So as we in it, and now we going through what we need to go through, we're just keep recycling that same dysfunctional behavior.
Yes.
But to somebody really open up the word mm-hmm. and measure yourself to the word and say, okay, what is it? Why I can't get better? Why can't I feel better? Because sometimes we sabotage in our own lives mm-hmm. through these expectations.
Yes.
You know, and not understanding our true purpose here on life, even when it come to people. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not that conditional love. Love ain't if it got mm-hmm. conditions on it.
Right.
You know, like I said, sometimes the reward, Lord Jesus, is bigger than the sacrifice, mm-hmm. right? Or it would, or don't feel as big as the sacrifice. So therefore, we feel drained and empty. But why? Mm-hmm. Why do we feel drained and empty when we give in all of ourselves because we looking from a reward from people mm-hmm. that only really God can give us? Mm-hmm. God, the only one, can give us peace, mm-hmm. not the people. So if you're really here on earth doing God's will, which is to love, because basically his two commandments is love him and have understanding for him and love thy neighbor. That's it. That's all. That's a big command. So that means it's not our job to judge. It's not our job to condemned is not our job. As long as we doing what we supposed to do, that's where our peace supposed to come from. So at the end of the day, when it comes to relationship or whatever, listen, I know I gave all that I could give. I did all that I could do. That's your choice. That's your choice. So we walk away with peace. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a hard thing to do. I know it's easier said than done. And, you know, it's not my first time down a rodeo either. And even now, you know, my marriage, sometimes marriage is not 50-50. Sometimes it's going to be 80-20. Mm-hmm. And when you condition that 50-50 because somebody told you that, that's where mm-hmm. it becomes like mm-mm. you wave the flag. I'm writing a book now. I'm a co-author in a book called The Power of Vulnerability. And through writing this book, and then I'm doing a 15-minute summit with the same group of women that's called, and my title was called Her Ego. So I learned that I demised a lot of my situations due to my ego because of what I was taught, right? And now for the first time in life, I'm learning the power of being vulnerable, which is a scary place for me to be. But in order for me to have true healing and in this world feeling like I conquered something, which is myself, God set us up. He set us up so differently, so weird with things and people that we wouldn't even expect to be in these certain situations. But if you're not awoke enough to see how he's moving in your life, you'll miss the mark.
Mm-hmm. So true. Can I jump in really quick?
Yes,
absolutely. I want to piggyback off of something you said, your point about vulnerability. That is a real big piece for us as human beings. Mm-hmm. We believe that if we show ourselves vulnerable, we're saying that we're weak.
Weak, yes.
And it takes a real strong yes. person to show themselves vulnerable. On yesterday, I made two phone calls to one to my present mate and one to a person that I used to be with. And I was married to him. He's an ex-husband of mine. Mm-hmm. And you know what I said to both of those guys? I said, for a long time, I devalued myself. Mm. And then I let you devalue me. Mm-hmm. And when you devalued me, I gave it right back to you because you hurt me. Mm-hmm. And as women, sometimes right. when we get hurt, we want to hurt back.
People,
you
hurt
said hurt people,
people
hurt. Mm-hmm. So I hurt you. And I said things to you because women have woes. Mm-hmm. And we know how to say things to a big, tall man to slay him.
Yes.
And so I said, I just want you to know that I earnestly am sorry.
Mm.
And I cried. And these men are like, is she really crying? Mm-hmm. This big, strong woman. We need to realize, yes, I'm strong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm a strong black woman.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sensual.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sexy.
Hello.
I'm sexy.
Hello. Hello.
And baby, I'm sorry for hurting you.
Yes.
I had to show myself vulnerable. You understand what I'm saying? Mm. And you know what? I cried. And when that conversation was over, I tell you what, you're talking about some healing?
Yes.
And then I said to one of the men, which would be my ex-husband, I said to him, the only thing I'm asking from you right now
mm-hmm.
is some respect and to value me as the woman that beared your children.
Wow.
I don't mm-hmm. want anything else from you.
Right.
And so that starts a healing process. We have mm-hmm. to show ourselves vulnerable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. And you know, that's why it's important, I feel as though, for us to really understand what God's word mean and align ourselves up to it, because yes. God bring dysfunctional people in our life. We all have a job in people's lives. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we'll vacate what God, the purpose God had for us in their lives, because we don't know our role in that mm-hmm. person's life.
Mm-hmm.
And that happens more often than not. Mm-hmm. So if a God bring you somebody dysfunctional and he thinking that you lined up with him, and he like, okay, I need you to love on this person, love the hell out of them. I need you to love mm-hmm. them in a direction to bring them to me. Mm-hmm. But you ain't lining up because you looking at their behavior towards you. You just messed up what God gave you. So we abandon a lot of the situations, and that's why a lot of us repeat the cycle of bad situations, because God, like, I'm gonna keep giving it to you till you get it right.
Yeah.
Until you get it right.
The lesson. You have to learn.
You
that
gotta
lesson.
Learn the lesson, because yes. It is a lesson in it. And if that's your purpose, He not gonna move you on until you master that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Until you master that. So I mean, whew, ladies, we got the world on our shoulders. Yeah. We really do. We got to understand who we are. We were special. We are special to God. Mm-hmm. We are special to God. We are His helpmeets when it comes to His men.
Yes.
We are His helpmeets. Yeah. Helpmeets when it comes to His men. So we do. We kill our men, our sons, our husbands, even when they're wrong. You know, it's not our job. That God said, go to your secret closet. Mm. But, phew, well, me, personally, I'm going to give it to you right there. I'm learning.
Your mouth.
I'm learning. Lord Jesus. Yeah. Jesus, it's work. Yeah. It is definitely work.
But you know what? Okay. Nicole, the thing is, women have to really find the place and the space to be real about their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Too many of us wear the mask.
Yeah.
I want to say this really quickly to your point about the men God given us. We need to understand, I firmly believe when I read the scriptures, that He created the man and nothing. All of those animals, nothing did a man what we can. And until we understand that we were made for the man, I don't care. You can give him $1 trillion, $1 trillion cars.
Listen.
Nothing can do a man like a woman can. When we get that down, it's going to be on and popping, as the young people can say.
Yeah. We got the control. Yeah. We just got to learn how to use it. Yeah.
And I wanted to, as far as like passion too, you know, with, being passionate, even with the love, when we're looking for somebody to be, to the expectations that we have from men, like like you were saying, everybody's not going to do what you do, you know.
Right.
They're not going to be the same way you be. So I've found myself in situations where I'm just doing everything, you know, and I'm trying to please the man, you know, please him and be like that wife when I'm not a wife, you know. Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just doing all the, you know, things that I felt as though you should do as a in a relationship.
Right.
And it came to realization to me when this guy I was dating, he told me, you know, everything, and it was a expectation that I had that I wasn't getting. And I'm like, oh, this is not 50-50,
right.
You know? And he's like, you know, everybody's not going to be like you. You can't expect me to, whatever you had in your head, you know, that's just not me. You can't expect certain things from me, you know. So that made me realize, hey, you know, I'm going to do whatever I have to do in a relationship with anybody, a man, you know, relationship with a man or people out on the street. I'm going to be passionate about whatever I do from the bottom of my heart, no matter if it's helping somebody or doing anything. And if they don't return anything back to me the same way, I'm still happy.
Yeah.
Because I passionately gave them who I was.
And that
right there for me is everything. Yeah. I don't regret anything. I don't regret their reactions. I don't regret anything. I'm just happy that I gave them, I can just sit back and I can smile. I can say, hey, I gave them all I had.
Yeah.
And not saying all I had where I'm just, you know, how we
used to do.
But I gave them who I was. Passionately, I was passionate about it. So even in relationships, if it don't work out, to be honest with you, I can take it. I can take.
Are you saying you learning to take it?
No,
because you have an understanding of it.
I have
it,
an understanding
now.
Now,
right.
Before I couldn't take it, but you know, it's been
grown to
a few
those
years
places.
Now. Yeah, where I've come into that space where I understand everybody's not going to be how I am. People I date is not going to be, you know, who I want them to be. People on the street, people that I just meet out on the street that I might do something for or be there for, is not going to be, may not be the same way in return.
And that don't mean that they don't love you.
It's just what they
same, right?
Right.
That's the hard part. It don't mean that they don't love you. people love different.
Yeah, and they love differently. Yeah,
people love different.
Mm-hmm. But I don't. I never regret what I've done for anybody, even if I didn't get anything back in return, a response, or you know, the same kind of situation coming back to me, like you know, helping me out with something. If they didn't, I don't regret anything that I've done.
Okay, you know. Now let me just jump in on that part. We're not saying be a fool either for nobody, no. Right? No. We're not saying that because we do have to have our standards mm-hmm. on what you mm-hmm. expect, even in an intimate relationship, yes, because right. people yes. will use you. They are yes. wolves out there in sheep's clothing. So, mm-hmm. And people will take from you as well. That's mm-hmm. that's relationship and outside of relationship. So we do have our standards, but still going in with knowing, once you know who you are and what you need from that intimate relationship, if you're not getting it, it might just be something that you got to revisit or look at or get yourself out of.
Or let it go.
Because yeah, let it go. Don't stay in something mm-hmm. because we all need to be filled up too.
Oh, yeah.
Even though somebody may not be in the same place at the same time that we're at, then that may not be a relationship for you. But, you know... in order for us to fill up, to be able to love on a person, everybody want to feel like the love is being reciprocated, mm-hmm. no matter how it is. I might be a financial giver, but you might be one that just shower with cooking or cleaning mm-hmm. or making my day easier, right? We all got different love languages. But the love, whatever your language is, I need to feel it.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have to communicate that. And I think that a lot of times, I know for me, I like to talk.
Mm.
I like to get understandings.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to know what it is you need.
Right.
I need to know what is your love language. How do you love? You know? Mm-hmm. Because I know my love language is, you know, what a person do for me.
Mm-hmm.
What you do for me shows me that you love me.
Mm-hmm.
If you say you're going to do something and you do it, shows me that
hold
you love
your word.
Me. Yes, mm-hmm. you know, you're a man or woman of your word. But I need to know that whoever I'm interacting with or engaging in relationship with at that time,
right.
I need to know that person's love language. A lot of times we don't talk.
Right.
It's just like people meet one another and they get involved with each other. They yes. don't know nothing about the person's financial background.
Right. Right.
They don't know nothing about the person's health, nothing about love language. They don't know anything about nothing. Like, who raised you? We need to do more.
Court differently.
Yes,
we need
we
to
do.
Court differently. It
we
don't do. Need to be about jumping in the bed.
Yes.
We need to be finding out. What, matter of fact, key question. What's your hurt?
Yes.
What are you hurt about?
Yes.
What are you struggling
it
with?
It doesn't come out so soon in relationships. I mean, people hide those.
Right, but that's why you got to infiltrate it and come, listen, we're going to keep it real, especially if you know what you're looking for in life. Mm-hmm. You know you're looking for a relationship and somebody else say they not, don't even waste your time, right? Mm-hmm. We yeah. think we could change people to want true. What we want.
Right.
No, that ain't going to happen. So... I think once we understand these dynamics, we'll save ourselves from a lot of hurt. And we could actually start loving genuinely like God love us, you know, that agape love, that what they call it, eros love, because we not putting ourselves in fire. And the way we keep ourselves out of fire is not having those expectations. Once you see it and it ain't where you at in life, then you got to shift. And this ain't for me. But I don't love you no different. Mm-hmm. You know, I just, this ain't the love that I need in my life right now. You know?
Yeah. We need to know. I think each person need to know what he or she needs. You have to seek the Lord and get in touch with God.
Amen.
And,
amen.
You know, He'll reveal to you, you know, where you are and what it is you need. And don't be ashamed to be yourself. And don't be ashamed to ask for what you want. I know that, you know, my personality, the lady here has been knowing me since I was 5 years old. And nothing has changed.
Yeah. Yo, our time has come to an end. It always moves so fast. So, man, I'd like to thank all y'all listeners for tuning in today. Today, the topic was love is. So, in the conclusion of February, I just asked, what is love to you? Grab your intimate partner, your husband, your wives, your children, your friends, your neighbors, and just love them as God loved us. Until next time, have a blessed week, and each one teach one. Each one teach one. I'll leave y'all with that. Have a blessed week. When I get